Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there that are looking for employment to find employment with one distinction. Find something that you enjoy doing because you'll do it better. Anyway, so I'm Gene Hodge. I'm your host for tonight. I'm here with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed's the guy that makes everything work right, our engineer. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing all right, Mr. Gene.
All right. Great, great, great. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. We do see you. I stress this on all shows. It's very important to know that we, meaning everyone else in the world, can see you. It's important to know how you're perceived. And if you're not sure, ask many of us. Never ask just one. Ask many of us. However, I'm only talking about the work world, having you find employment with the understanding that you are representing someone else, and you are the vehicle by which companies make money so they can pay you. Not understanding that, you hurt your employers so they can't pay you. But anyway, that's just my thought for the afternoon. I believe my colleague is still on the line, Mr. Larry LaBelle. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Larry LaBelle is a colleague of mine, and this show was about finding enjoyable employment. But before we go any further, Larry, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do so that we know.
Sure. My name's Larry LaBelle. I run a company called Winterjobs Fast Incorporated, and I do resume writing and cover letter writing for my clients, and I also provide training and coaching on every aspect of the job search process so people can get a job quickly.
Okay.
And this coming the 3rd of October, or Thursday night, from 6 to 8, I'll be offering a free Capturing the Power of LinkedIn workshop on Zoom. And you can sign up for that by just searching for that in LinkedIn, and love to have you join us. It's going to be interactive. I have lots of questions to help you figure things out for yourself. And I also give you the opportunity, for example, I show you what a good headline should be like, I give you time to update yours to match. So when you're done, you pretty much got a great profile, and you know how to use LinkedIn effectively in your job search.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, could I ask you to repeat that a little bit later on? But this show is for job seekers. It's for those that are looking for employment, but we call this the Employment Opportunity Hour, because I want the opportunity to find what you enjoy doing or like doing, because I believe I have a way to do that. Anyway, so if you're the kind of person who's tired of revising your resume for every job that you see, trying to change it around, trying to use AI to help fabricate, make you look good, I want to say that there's a way that you can find what you enjoy doing just by being you. And so I'd like to have you think about that. But if you notice, on my table here, I have two books here. There's little small books. One is titled Resume, What's Its Purpose? The other one is titled Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose? The reason they're there is because these books are now available out on Amazon in the Kindle bookstore that you can get. And I would highly advise that you're more than welcome to go get them. They're at a reduced cost, because the cost will go up in a little bit while. But they're books that are designed to help you find enjoyable employment. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about each in terms of as far as the show goes. But any of you that are out there, if you're looking for employment that you think that you would like, then give us a call and tell us about it. 727-441-3000. That's 727. It's on my left-hand side. You can't see the 727, but 727-441-3000. I would love to hear what you may have to say, because this is about you finding something that you will enjoy doing, because when you enjoy doing it, you're productive. Anyway, so I'm just going to leave it there. But if you're tired of looking for employment, changing your resume around and around, there's a purpose for all of this. I mean, so there's a purpose for the cover letter, and there's a purpose for the resume. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's in the book without necessarily taking you through all the book. But this is designed to get you to recognize that I'm suggesting that all you need is one resume, and you revise it as you age. You revise it as you get other employment opportunities, so that you're always having one. But the resume should be about you. Let me kind of clarify this, okay? The resume, with my definition, it's a summary of experience submitted with a job application. Okay? It's a summary of your experience submitted with a job application. Okay, that's for all of those who apply for a job and somebody tells you to fill out the application, and you fill out the application and you attach your resume to it. Anyway, so I'm saying that the resume's purpose is a summary of telling somebody who you are that submitted with a job application. And the purpose is because it's to tell what you've done before, who you've done it for, what did you do, and how you think that applies to what the new job that you're applying for will do. And hopefully it's not the same as what you've already done before, because I can almost guarantee you won't get that job. But anyway, that's me speaking. The cover letter has a purpose as well. The purpose of the cover letter is it's a letter that accompanies your resume for a specific job that you choose. Okay, very important, I'm going to say. Something you choose is because it's something you think you can do. Something we choose is something you don't know that you can do, but we think you have the necessary background, skills, experience, and all, so that we can give you something that you don't know. And I would suggest you always take that. The reason being is because there's got to be a growth step in there for you as you age. Anyway, so the purpose, my purpose is saying that the purpose of the cover letter is so that you share your background and what you've done for the other people and how you've done it, so that we can add a new experience that allows you to grow as you age. Anyway, so those are my definitions in terms of the cover letter. It has a purpose. It's not just a piece of paper. The purpose is so that you can tell somebody how you think you can do the job that they're looking for. It doesn't mean you can, because hopefully you can't do it. Hopefully you think that you can do it. The reader of your resume's job is to look to see whether they think you have enough knowledge, enough experience to do what they want you to do, but probably something that you haven't done before that's included. And what you haven't done before, I'm going to say that's great. That's the step by which you grow as you age. Anyways, I'd like to have you just really think about that, because that's what we're pushed. That's what these two books are designed to do. And we also have a audio version coming out very shortly, but right now these are available that you can go out and look at. Anyway, so if you were looking to write a resume, then I'm going to give you some knowledge, or tell you what I believe what should be in your resume. Okay, and my colleague Larry on the line. If there's something I leave,
what's a resume? I'm kidding.
Oh, you could ask. A lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They hear the term, then they spend a lot of time fabricating it and leaving out who they are. Has that ever occurred to you? Anyway, so has it ever occurred?
What's missing is the strategic information that employers are looking for.
They
don't realize that they're not including it, so they just wonder why they never get any results.
I mean, I'm going to say it's always a human looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely, it's a representative of an employer. It's not the employer. It's the one who's representing the employer, because they're looking for you to represent them as well, to carry out some function. That's why they need somebody like you.
But anyway, and you.
Pardon?
I said, and you.
Yeah. So let me really think about that. It's always going to be a human. And I'm going to suggest, any of you that are talking to a robot, I'm going to suggest you don't spend any time there. Because I'm going to suggest that it's not somebody that can feel your feelings. Only another human can. Anyway, and so as we evolve into this age of where the machines are doing everything, the machines don't have your feelings. And the best thing you can do is to display your feelings in front of another human. All righty. Anyway, I've been told I get talking away and we've missed our break, but I'm just going to suggest that we got to take a minute to go to a break so that you hear a little bit more, but I'll be back to explain a little bit more. You hear a little bit more about Larry right after these words from our sponsors.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Living in America. In America, where they say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be. I kind of sometimes wonder about that when it comes to our workforce. But living here, we can do many things. I'm just trying to help many of you out there to find enjoyable employment because I believe it's possible whereby you grow throughout your working career and enjoy throughout your working career. But I am just sharing two things. I have two books that are now available on Amazon. One's titled Resume, What's Its Purpose, which is something I'm going through right now, along with my colleague Larry the Bell on the phone. And the other one is called The Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose, because it's the purpose for these two documents. But anyway, so I got a couple of minutes before we got to go take a little break again. But the purpose of a resume, in my opinion, according to my documentation, the purpose of a resume is to identify to the reader. And the reader is anybody who reads it. Okay? It has nothing to do with a job. It's whoever reads it that you want to read it. That's who the reader is. But the purpose is to identify to the reader your career goals and ambitions, past experiences, and past demonstrated skills and abilities so that the reader can assist you by identifying your next probable step or job. What you want is the reader to read what you've done before and think of what they would like for you to do for them. That's what it should be for. I mean, so I'm suggesting if you want to go do what you've done before, you just put yourself into a position of doing the same thing, of which you'll find out very quickly you may not enjoy it, plus we may not pay you for it anyway. So the resume is designed for people to think of things you could do whereby the goal is they want all of what you're going to bring them, and they want to add an experience or add a couple of experience to that so that you have something to grow into. You have a reason for coming to work. Anyway, so that's the purpose of a resume, based on my opinion. That's what this book tells you how to go about it, and it includes the content that I believe should go into the resume and why it should be there. I mean, so it's up to you to put it in there. Anyway, but that's what it's designed to do. The cover letter is a document. It's an actual letter. It's a letter that accompanies a resume for a specific job. Okay, now the difference is that a cover letter is when you choose a job that you think that you want or can do. A resume is designed for anybody who reads it so they can think of jobs that you can do that you have no idea that you can do. I mean, so the resume is designed to lead you into your future, to give you more experiences. A cover letter is designed so that it's something you think that you can do. And so that's when you want to apply it, because you think that you can do it. The problem is that when you think that you can already do it, most likely you already can because you've done it before. So most likely you will not be too productive. Anyway, so many people make that mistake. But anyway, so the purpose of the cover letter is to introduce you to a specific person for a specific job or position. In other words, you know who to send it to or who to give it to for a particular job. That's the purpose of a cover letter. Outside of that, you don't need a cover letter, because you have your resume that talks about all of your background and what it is that you want to do. But anyway, so these books cover that, and it goes into the content that should be in a cover letter and the content that should be in a resume, and describes what it is that the reason for the content being there and how you could understand its purpose for being there, so that you create something that will represent you as you begin to send those out to people to apply for jobs, and understand why people may be coming to you with jobs that they think that you can do, which is the best way to do it. You want people coming to you wanting you to do something for them. But anyway, that's what I'm suggesting. But in these two books, you can find out how that happens. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from myself and Mr. Larry LaBelle, who hasn't said too much right now. But we'll be right back after the break. We'll go a little further.
Come on.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I attended Gene Hodges' the Hodgepodge Formula class about a week ago. I think the course did an excellent job at helping people identify their skills and abilities, but more specifically, too, to help them see what they could do in the future, the things that they had not identified before, so opening up new possibilities. And just for that alone, it was excellent.
It's all about that, because the more people who know you, the greater your opportunities for employment will be. And so for those of you that are shy, then there's a very reason why you may feel shy and you're not getting the responses that you want, possibly because you haven't been around enough people. And I'm going to suggest right now, start getting in front of people so we see you, because we're going to see you anyway. So it doesn't really matter how much you may try to hide out. The problem is that many of us present ourselves on paper, and when we show up, we're not the kind of people that could back up what's on the paper. That's what the problem is, because that's why I want you to do this. But I'm talking about two books here, and our time is going to go by pretty fast, but I'm going to go through the content that I believe should be in a resume, not describing so much. Larry LaBelle, who's on the other end of the line, my colleague, if you want to add anything, Larry, you're more than welcome to do that. But I'm going to give you what content should be in a resume, and then I'm going to tell you what content should be in a cover letter so that you can understand the difference in terms of what's the purpose for these two documents. Because there is a purpose. Anyway, so the purpose of the resume is to identify to the reader your career goals and ambitions, your past experiences, and the past demonstrated skills and abilities, things that you've already done for others that shows what you've done, how long you've done it. That's what gives you the experience. Okay, so you want people to know what it is that you would like to do in your future and what have you done in the past. Okay, so your future you haven't done yet. So there's a way of saying that, but you want to know what you want them to know is how you want to use what you know how to do in the future so that you grow into more jobs. And what you want the reader to do, is to identify things that they think that you can do that are your next probable step, because it's something that they will come up with based on what they think of what you've given them. Anyway, so the content of the resume, the content that should go in here is name, address, city, state, zip code, phone number, email, an objective, a summary that summarizes what people are going to read, your past working experience, including the job titles, the most recent things that you've done, the companies, and the dates. Always start with the most recent company and work backwards. Identify the responsibilities that you had in the job. Anyway, so I'm using the word responsibilities. And so I think that's my phone going off because I think that there's a warning going out because we're expecting a storm. But anyway, I was going through the content of a resume, and I kind of stopped at responsibilities. Responsibilities are what you think you were responsible for to doing, and you should list those jobs in chronological order. Any related experiences? Related experiences are things that you had that relate to what it is that you would like to do. Okay, if they aren't in your resume, then how do we know what you want to do? Can you do it? Anyway, so I'm not going into in the depth. Then your education, your A's and B's and all that kind of stuff. Your hobbies and interests are extremely important. And any affiliates that you've been involved with that you want us to know about. I mean, so I can explain those a little bit. That's what should go into the resume. What should go into a cover letter? First of all, the purpose of the cover letter, it is to introduce you to a specific person for a specific position. Worst thing you can have is a blank cover letter that goes to anybody. Never say to whom it may concern. A lot of people do that, but anyway, I'm not sure why. But the purpose is to stimulate the reader's interest and your level of understanding for what they're looking for somebody to do. They want to find out what your level of understanding is. Think about, can you do it? The position that is already available, or the one that they may pre-designate or pre-assign that they think that you could do. Okay, but the purpose is to let whoever is going to read this to know about that. Anyway, so it should also describe to whoever reads this how you will perform the job. Okay, so if you aren't going to tell them how you perform it, how could you expect to be chosen? Because even if you never had the job, how would you do it based on what you know about the job? Excuse me. Then the last thing is to have them to decide whether you're overqualified or underqualified or you're the right person. That's what you want your cover letter to do, is give enough information to whoever reads it so they can come up with the right position, thinking that you are the right person. I mean, so without that, then you don't know what we think of you on paper. And in many cases, if we haven't met you, that's even worse, because now you don't know what we're expecting when you walk in the door. Give them as much information as you can so that when you walk in the door, they learn who you are. Because they can see you. You don't have to tell them on a piece of paper. You want to be seen. Anyway, so I'm suggesting that's the purpose of the cover letter, is to tell people what it is that you would like to do and how you think they could do something that they're looking to be done. Excuse me. But you
want...
One
problem, Gene, these days...
Pardon? Mm-hmm.
Most HR people, recruiters, don't read cover letters anymore. They don't have time.
Right. And I'm going to say, what a shame. If people get paid to find good employees, their employers know they haven't found the right employees. Maybe they're not aware of that. Because they have to report to somebody, too. That's what they're paying them for. So possibly we're letting something out of the bag, but the CEOs, the ones who have to control the budget, they already know something's missing. I mean, so maybe what you said is they don't have time to even read about it. Maybe that's how come they get what they get. It's possible that maybe they should read a little bit more about each applicant.
One of the problems, though, Gene, I mean, I sympathize with HR recruiters because they can get 500 or more resumes for each job. They can't go through in detail the way they would like to, or they'd never get their job done at all. But to me, if I have picked out a candidate, then for me, I want to go into detail of asking that person a question, and not the canned interview questions, but the ones that tell me what I need to know about that person, how good of a fit they are, how motivated they are, or passionate mm-hmm. they are about their work. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for.
Right. Right. That's great, and that's fine. However, I would say anyone who says, I don't have time to read all this, they already know the results that they're getting that is perceived by their bosses. They already know that. So something has to change. And so it's fine if they don't have enough time, but the result of not having enough time is given the CEOs and the people managing the budget and all that sort of stuff is giving them their answers as to how come they're not getting what they expected.
Well, I don't mean to imply there that they're not taking the time. They can't do it for all 500 plus in detail, but they can pick a subset that's realistic for them to go through and then get as much detail as they can from the resume by reading it all mm-hmm. and then following through during the interview to really, you know, get every bit of information they can to pick the best candidate.
Right. Now, I'm saying it's the best of the best isn't solving the problem. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's more than just reading paper. We just had a commercial that we played a few minutes ago. It's all about who you know. And it's something that is a problem, and all I'm trying to do, and I'm pretty sure that you're trying to do as well, you're trying to help them solve their problem.
Yep.
And in order to help them solve their problem, they've got to see the problem based on their actions. Because obviously the ones who are paying their salaries and paying for those productive employees, those are the ones that know something's missing. Anyway, so this is designed to give the individual the upper edge.
One of the things that I do, I have a good candidate. I want to do a performance-based interview with that person where I get them to perform, do things they would do on the job, see how well they can manage it, and what kind of result they produce. To me, that's going to give me a much clearer picture if I think that person is going to be, one, a good fit for the job, is motivated. It's not going to be somebody who's, you know, is a drain on the company, isn't really performing.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I mean, there are some companies out there where people want to. I'm going to use some different words. People want to give you a test, and even with the test, they're still coming up with those types of results. So I suggest that people be given opportunities to demonstrate what they can do. But that happens in...
I wouldn't call it a test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To me, you're giving somebody something realistic to do so they can show how well they can do it or not. Not a test, so to speak. It's just an opportunity for them to show, prove that they can do what they say they can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, that's obviously there's a problem there somewhere. And so I'm suggesting that the individual be in charge so that the individual says, this is what I told you I can do. Go check out my background. And I'm not interested in proving it again. I'm interested in doing something in addition to that. So I'm not sure where the problem is, other than there is a problem, but it cannot be on the employee, because the employee is the one that's looking for a job. So that there's something missing. But if the individual knows what they put on their resume or knows what they put on their cover letter, then that's something that could happen verbally. And the background check is something that it's up to the employer to check out what they're saying. But I would think that the individual...
Background checks are getting tricky, though. I was on a call last night at a training center. They're talking about that. Because of the limits, like if I'm trying to check out your background with a reference, this is companies impose limits on what employees can say, other than to say, you worked here during these dates, and this was your title, because they're too afraid of lawsuits.
Right, but it's never companies. It's always a human that represents a company. That's why I suggest never trying to do things with a computer or a robot, because they can't sense or feel your feelings. But humans come up with this. And to make things better for both, I believe that the individual, the individual is able to say, this is what I have done, because backgrounds are easy to go check on. Or your reputation, based on what you're given.
Yeah, but if a company won't let one of their managers say anything about you, other than that you worked there and when, and your title, you know, even though they might love to say more, they're prohibited from doing it.
Right. Okay, so... Right, so another human came up with that. That's all I'm trying to stress, is giving the individual, putting the individual in control of what they want to put on their resume, what they want to put on a cover letter, so that the opportunity to learn more is what the individual is always saying. I want to learn more. Instead of doing what I've done before. I want to be able to use what I know how to do with learning more onto that. Anyway, so I believe that if that was used in picking individuals for jobs, then the problem of productivity and morale would not be there. So that's something that has to change, and it has to change at the higher level, because it's being overlooked.
Yep.
Now, the problem is not being overlooked, because the ones who got to dish out the money, they understand, they know the problem. But the individual has a role to play in this problem in order not to get tied up in any of that. So that's the reason I'm saying that.
Well, obviously, the individual is in control of what they put into a resume and cover letter.
Right.
Represents them well.
Exactly. And it's not a test. It's what you want the other people to know about you and not having met you. The rest happens when they meet you. And that's what you want. You want an in-person meeting, whether it's on a video or something, but you want people to see you. I want our people to be seen, so you can see their personalities, you see their behavior styles, their use of language. All of that happens in person. I mean, but that's where a lot of the problem is. I'm trying to give the individual the upper hand, the edge. But not hiding out, not pretending, right? Not pretending to be somebody that they aren't, but being able to hold up to who they say who they are, and where they're trying to go. I highly recommend that they always tell people, where do they want to go, And it should never be, I want just this job. It should always be something you want to do, and this other job will help you get there. Now, the reason is because the very person you're talking to wants to do something else next year. Okay, so understanding the reason is the most important. Because in an interview, which we're not really talking about right here, but in an interview, our process says an interview is a conversation back and forth. It's not a case of asking questions and answers. It's a conversation that goes back and forth. And so if you're talking to another human, the human wants to be somewhere else next year, just like they wanted to be somewhere else last year, the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is the same reason you want to be something else next year, on your way to somebody else. And so one of the key things that I was stressing in an interviewing type class, as well as your resume, where else do you want to go, is the key to someone helping you get your future going.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is they're going to ask you your background. You should be asking them theirs. If you aren't, you probably lost the interview. Anyway, so there's a number of reasons, but I'm just saying that these books will explain the reason and the purpose for it. So that you're not fabricating anything. You know what the content says. You know why it's there, and the purpose is so that you get chosen to go do something you haven't done before, but it includes all of what you have learned how to do before that you did for the others. Anyway, so that mistakes come along with the future. The worst thing you can do is pretend as though you can't make mistakes. Anyway, these are the types of things that I can say in my classes, but these are also the types of things I can say to the people who do the hiring, because they're humans just like you and I. And they got to their positions just like you and I have gotten to ours.
Yep.
Not to understand that, then we pretend to be something that we aren't. In these two short books, you'll be able to find out the purpose and the reason for the answers or things that should be there in your letter. But the letter's representing you. The purpose is to get in front of someone. I mean, that's the whole purpose. You want to get in front of someone so that you can tell them who you are, mm-hmm. because you should be asking them who they are. Okay, anyway, so if you're not asking them who they are, then you're missing the interview. They want to know about you. You should be asking questions to them exactly the same way, especially if your job is going to involve you communicating with other people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which I'm going to say 100% of all jobs require you to communicate with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the only way to demonstrate...
Amazing how many people don't put that down as a skill in their resume.
Well, it's not taught. That's what I'm introducing.
Yep.
Okay. That's why the title is Resume, What's Its Purpose? Not knowing it has a purpose, then you get caught up into putting stuff that doesn't represent you, stuff that you can't do, stuff that we've been doing... as humans for a long time, we pretend to be people that we aren't. Anyway, so it has nothing to do with job seekers, because there are a lot of others that are in higher level positions pretending to be people that they aren't. I mean, but it's just a matter of understanding that. But the difference is you always want to be who you want to be. That's how you change things like that. When you are who you want to be, the other people will start to be who they want to be in terms of who they are. But anyway, so these are things that go into the resume book, and the cover letter book, but because they have a purpose. And it's more than just a piece of paper. There's a purpose for you wanting to get in front of somebody. There should be a purpose for you wanting the people to know, what do you know how to do? Because it's all about what do you know how to do. Now, if you notice, I didn't mention anything about your credentials.
Mm-hmm.
It's what do you know how to do, and knowing how to ask the other person, what have they done? All the other stuff is gets added on. Your performance is what everyone wants to have. You want performance from them. They want performance from you. All the other stuff doesn't matter if it doesn't match the performance. I mean, so that's the reason I'm saying that if you do what you enjoy doing, you'll begin to recognize the things that you like doing. You're performing, and we see that you're enjoying it. And you are comfortable doing it, which means now you're productive and happy. Anyway, so I believe that this is just another way of giving the individual the control of their lives without fabricating it or lying or anything like that, which a lot of that goes on. But anyway, so that's what's in the letters. And that's how we kind of like look at I'm going to say that's what I'm introducing out there as a way that matches what one human wants to do for another and grow throughout their working career, doing things that they will enjoy doing and growing instead of doing the same thing. But anyway, so I wanted to announce these books, and because our time is just about up, first of all, Larry, is there anything else that you would like to say? Would you want to mention something about your next event coming up?
Nope, just that I have next Thursday the 3rd, I have the free Capture the Power of LinkedIn workshop. From
next
6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Next Thursday is what date?
It's Thursday, October 3rd.
Okay.
6 to 8 p.m.
And if people want to get in touch with you, is there a way that they can reach
they
you?
They can just go onto LinkedIn and search for Larry LaBelle, and then they can send me a message.
Okay, and can you spell your last name just for... You there?
What was that again?
Can you spell your last name just...
It's LaBelle, L-A-B as in boy, E-L-L-E. First name is Larry.
Okay.
And I'm in Tampa, so if there's more than one, I'm the one in Tampa.
All right. Well, Larry, thank you very much for taking the time to come out and hear about what we're doing.
Had a good time.
Anyways, you got any questions for me? We got about 60 seconds left.
I can't think of anything else for that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you. And
thank you too.
He has good information. I'll say that for you, Larry. You got good information, and it's worth it for you to get the word out as well. We both know the problem that's out there. So all we're trying to do is to help to solve that problem. And we're not the only ones, but hopefully but I'm looking to stand out in the crowd, I'll put it that way. And so I know that you're standing out in the crowd already. Anyway, our time is up because I hear the music, which means it's time to go. It's My Way, being sung by Frank Sinatra. I want you to know all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, and have been doing. You literally have been doing it your way. I'm just trying to get you to recognize how you can find employment that you'll enjoy, because we are looking for you so that you can keep doing what you do anyway.
Yes.
Go out and tell everybody what you like to do. They're going to ask you anyway. And feel free to give us a call and let us know what you've got in terms of enjoyable employment.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.